consumerism, it's almost an ideology, isn't it? I don't think just necessarily here.
Well, before, China used to be very poor, and we didn't even have enough food to eat. So you may imagine, when people get rich, of course, the first thing, they want to eat good and wear good things.
It's really interesting, because of course, it's so easy to forget that in living memory, this country has suffered famine.
Yeah, but at the very, very beginning, you have to have money to buy food, to buy a house, but later on, you need to find what really means important to you. That's what I think.
There are more than 300 million middle-class Chinese now. They're the world's biggest consumers of luxury goods. But it seems that even many of those who've obtained at least a degree of material wealth want more meaning in their lives than just the chance to go shopping. Tens of millions are turning to religious faiths. Near the centre of Chongqing, not far from the Yangtze, a Buddhist temple stands proud among the skyscrapers and shopping malls.
It's a bit hemmed in, this temple, isn't it?
There's been a temple here for nearly 1,000 years.
Surrounded by skyscrapers. Actually, it looks fairly popular. Yeah. Oh, goodness. It's quite the oasis, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Very tranquil.
This is a big happy Buddha.